दिनपरीक्षलैर् वनरुहाननं बिभ्रदाव्रतं घनरजस्वलं दर्शयन् मनसि नः नयं धीरजच्छसि. You should read. No, you should read this slok.
Dina parikshaye nilukuntalaye vanaruhananam dibbat avritam vanarajasvalam darshayam mahur manasinam smaram dhirajasthati.
You can read.
Dina parikshaye nilakuntalaye vanaruhananam vibraravrantam abritam ganarajasvalam darshayan mohur manasinasmaram dhirayachasi.
And you are good. You can do. All have become perfect. All are perfect. Dina parikshaye neelakuntale vanaruhananam vibhradabhata. Dina parikshaye means when day is over. Parikshaye. Khaye. Khaye means, you know, khaya, akshaya, no khaya, akshaya, parikshaya, parikshaye. Means sarva prakarena khaye. When it becomes end of the day, that is sandhya. Sandhya means evening. Sun is going to set, not already has gone set.
Dusk. D-U-S-K, dusk.
That's
the conjunction between the day and night. Sandhya.
No.
But sun is there.
At about, sun is seen, not setting, on horizon, going to hell.
Going down the horizon.
Some light is there. At about 3, all cows after grazing become
satisfied.
And Krishna tells them, dhiri dhiri, you should come to me, and niri niri, and you should drink water,
come to water,
and choo choo, you should drink water. And they are, by eating and drinking everything, by washing their mouths, they are ready to go to home. No? Now, they are remembering their sons and cough. No? So they do like humba, humba, humba. No? So Krishna plays on bansi and gathers all cows, all his friends, and becomes ready to return at that time. Dina parikshaye neelakuntalai vanaruhananam vibhradavratam. Ananam. No? Ananam. Ananam mane this side. Abritam.
Covered.
By Nilkuntalai. By Nil means
blue.
Kuntal. Cut hair.
Hair.
Something from here. So beautiful. And somewhat covered. As if lotus flowers are covered by bees. No? And Nilukuntali. Bibhrada. Bibhrada means
it looks like so beautiful. As Bibhrada moon
shines so beautifully. So his mouth becomes so beautiful. Bibhrad abritam dhanarajaswalam. Here dhan means what? Go dhan. Actually dhan is called
wealth.
Here wealth means go dhan. Cows are wealth. So dhan means go. Raja swalam. Raja. Cows are coming, running for their boys. Krishna is taking their names in Bansi, in Kalas Dhani. All cows are thinking that Krishna is calling us. So they are running, and by their running, their feet dust goes to sky. And when they are falling on the tree leaves everywhere and also on the mouths of all cowherds. Now the mouth of Krishna is covered, everything, by that Godhan Raja. No? And Krishna is coming with cows. He takes some cows in his lap. See here, like this. What? Embracing cows. His inner motive is not to embracing cows, but to show his face. And wants to do the same with to whom he wants to see. Actually, he has not played on foot and is playing on foot for cows gathering. His inner motive is to call gopis. And gopis has heard this and they are coming in the way in Kunj, in Mahal ke,
Roof of the Palace.
Roof of the Palace, everywhere they are. And Krishna coming, sometimes running and taking cows in his embracing, but doing like so. Embracing cows, but like, as we take any man's photo, and man is doing anything only for photo. You understand my feeling? We are laughing, we are doing, we are posing anything, but so that this picture should come so good. So Krishna motive is the gopi should come and see my face, not at one time. Again and again he is doing so. He is laughing, he is taking, embracing cows, he is talking to friends, and but his main point, mood is that gopis should come and see me. Why? smaram bira jachasi. O bir, bir means sir, madhur rash bir. Bir, here. You can give us what we want. And if you can give, you are bir. No? You have power to give that thing. So here, smara, you give smara. Smara means, sir?
Love.
What is the meaning of smara? Smara means smaran. First, you should know the meaning. Smara means to remember anything. And by that, anything else comes. No? They are seeing Krishna is showing his face again and again, covered with dust of cows, feet down, and it becomes so beautiful. Anything, any black thing here, it makes Krishna double beautiful, or Srimati Radhika. Anywhere it is written, the panka. Panka means mud. If any mud comes on the face of Krishna, it becomes lakhs times beautiful as he was. So this feet dust of cows makes Krishna so much beautiful that by smara, they are remembering Krishna, that scene, and they become full of but calm, not lust, prema. So you give, jachasmane gifts, you give. We don't want this. We want that we should be aloof from all these things. But you, by showing your face again and again, that you are not seeing, so Krishna wants that they should must see my face, so that they will have that mood. And having that mood, they will come automatically to me. So Krishna has so much motives in his heart. And that is why to make them so loving mode, Krishna is showing his face. Now we can go in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and hear Vaishnava Kausalya. Gopis are telling here that in first, in one slok before, they are told, Chalasya the Brajat, Charayan Pasun, Kalilatang Manaha, Kanta Gatchati. Kalilatang, we have explained that Kalilata. What is the Kalilata?
Uncomfortable.
Eh? Quarrel. Between myself and our man.
Mind.
Is going on. Gopis are one side and their heart or mind is another side. Gopis are telling to their mind that why you are so much vyakul, anxious. Krishna is going to cowherd, Five are answers, two answers. There is no reason for vyakul. Vyakul means kya hota
restless.
Hai? अरे ठहरो हैं रेस्टलेस और कुछ होता है हैं व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ रेस्ट व्हाट व्याकुल अशांत देन माइंड इज टेलिंग यू आर नॉट अ रस्टी कैट ऑफ नॉट अ ड्रॉप ऑफ रस्ट इन यू O Gopi, you are like ignorant about this. So you are not feeling it in you. Because Krishna will go, we want he should go. But he should not have any kind of difficulty. Any, koi dukh unko na ho. And dukh na ho mane?
No trouble, no suffering.
He should not have any. He should lay there. But then gopis are telling, then five are answers. He goes to persuade cows, and cows go in so many places where there are thorns, there are some
stone chips
and other things. Then gopis are telling that, oh, काम प्रेमांध मन प्रेमांध मन माने ब्लाइंड यू आर ब्लाइंड बाय लव ऑफ कृष्ण एक्चुअली दिस इज नॉट टू गोइंग ऑन दिस थिंग बट यू आर ब्लाइंड इन प्रेम एंड यू आर थिंकिंग लाइक काउज कृष्ण हैज आईज ही विल सी वेयर दिस स्पॉट इज very good, where there are grass, he will keep his feet and he will walk on only sand, very smooth sand. Then mind is telling, oh Durbuddhi, Durbuddhi means unintelligent gopis, and you are not a rasik, and that is you are thinking like so. Cows are no wise. They are not wise. And they are viveka rahit.
Divide of intelligence.
They cannot go on the actual path where is no thorns, no difficulty, no
stone chips.
They will run towards them. So Krishna will have to follow them to bring in correct way. So Krishna will have to go there. Then gopis are telling that, yes, we agree that Krishna will go there. But Brahma has created us to suffer. So you are suffering. Then mind is telling that you should suffer. I will go with pran, life, and live this body, and you should be, and you should suffer. I cannot suffer, mind is telling. So I must go out of this body. And you should suffer. So here he is telling that when there is no meeting with us, you give us suffering. We suffer for you. We feel separation and become so sad. Only that is not. Even when we meet, at that time also we feel that thing. You give us suffering. How? They are telling that in the evening, when you return with cows and friends in Vrindavan, in Goshtha, at that time, your face is so beautiful, covered with cow's dust, and also with your this. Why you cover this? You should not cover, because we cannot see whole face. No, they want to see whole face, but yet it becomes so beautiful by covering, as if moon is coming out of darkness. So beautiful. His rays going here and there. So it looks like so beautiful. So your mouth is so beautiful, yet covered with that dust and this curved hair. Here, Raj has been called Dhana, of Dhana. Dhana means Godhan. It has value because Krishna has taken it to make his mouth more beautiful. So it is like a Dhan. Dhana means wealthy. So Dhana Rajaswalam, Godhan. Why?
Krishna has taken it. What is he taking?
That cow's feet dust. And he is so much pleased. He is saying that I am so bhagyaman. I am so fortunate. Because these cows has given me they have given me so opportunity that by grazing these cows, I can meet you. Otherwise, I could not meet. मैं उनसे मिल नहीं सकता था, किंतु गाय ही एक ऐसी रास्ता है जिसके वजह से मैं फ्रीली उनसे मिल सकता. I can freely meet them only by the medium of cows. Understand? समझ रहे हैं? बतलाओ तो.
Because of cows excuse, because he takes cows to graze on and then he gets chance to see gopis. That's why he is so much indebted to
cows. That their fish dust is coming and rubbing on his face. This is the inner mood. Vishwanath Chakravarti has given it from Vishwakosh. This meaning. He has derived this meaning from Vishwakosh. Dhan means Godhan also. Why Godhan? For this reason. Why Krishna has taken Mayur Pankha? Mayur Pankha means peak of feather. Why? Because this feather gets inspiration for gopis in Krishna heart. And they introduce Krishna to dance with gopis. And this ras became from their, by their inspiration. Because they dance so beautifully. So he is telling that you should dance. Mayur and Mayuri both dance, and they gave inspiration in Krishna, you should also dance. And that is why Krishna danced. So he has taken their feathers here on. It is also Dhana. Krishna is here. He is taking cows, hairs and cows, embracing, and also he is searching his cow herd friends. No. He is searching. He is not searching cowherd. he is acting anything more. But he looks like, for ordinary person, that he is sucking only cowherds and cows. But that is not the fact. More fact that he is sucking anything else. And in lakhs and lakhs gopis, he is searching one head. Not all. But Krishna does not want to declare all these things. At that time, when you are searching, we become so much restless by smara. Because smara means smarana karna. Smara means to remember, means smara. And by that remembering makes us so restless. We cannot leave a moment there. We want to just meet you. Like you are giving inspiration by taking cows and boys in your embracing. So we want that. It comes. That is called smara. At that time we become so suffer. Mane bahut dukhi ho jati hai. So in meeting you also, giving here, up till now, from morning to this time, we are so much suffering. And when you meet, you become more suffer to meet you. We are saying that you are here. Ganges is here. I want to drink water. From very distant place I have come here, crossing so many difficulties. I have come to the ghat of Ganga, bank of Ganga. Water is so beautiful and so sweet, but there is no ghat. No? You know?
No ghat. I cannot reach the water.
It is very difficult. We are so much thirsty. Water is available and huge quantity. Water is flowing, but we cannot. Here is this. Because cowherds there, cows are there, father and mothers have come, and by dust your face is becoming so beautiful and smara. So you give smara, that pain. But we cannot satisfy us. Because you know that Swadarshanasya sarvajana nandakam svabhava gyatva. You know that if anyone see my face, he will drown in ocean of ananda. You know. And especially to us, smar will come out in our heart. You know. And that is why you want to make so your face. You want to show your face. What? Again and again. To increase our smara. And by increasing that smara, we will
increase our distress.
Distress. And you cannot give that thing. What we want? That thing? I for bad guy. As far as I eat. Naam ke liye? Eh? Dome hai.
accusing Krishna of cheating them in that way.
Calling to give, that you should take, but when they come, he anyhow deceives him, then does not give. But he gives only dukh deta hai. So many calamities he gives. Agony. He gets only agony.
When the gopis cannot see Krishna, they are in distress because they don't see him.
Gopis want that they should not see Krishna. But he calls that they cannot live there in lonely places. This tune of Bansi drags them there. And they are bound to come. And then, when they come,
no meeting.
You only do, or unmadit. Unmadit means that? Unmad. Mane like mad.
Making us mad.
Mad.
This seems to be Krishna's business, only business. When they don't see him, when they see him, when they meet with him.
All time. So he is showing this thing. And at last we drag us by that tune of Bansi. And we have now come to this forest, Nirjan forest here. And in night, and we are weeping and going here and there. But we are not seeing. So in meeting, and also is this time, they are weeping here and searching Krishna. But Krishna is not coming. So gopis are telling. You are deep. Certainly. We know that you will be. When giving, suffer. Agony. You are deep. And to make us meet, you are so much deep. But not giving your darshan and such sayas. So you are actually a deer. But only deer for killing lakhs and lakhs of gopis. And all will come on your head. This agony will come to your head. So please give us your darshan. You have taken our cool dharma, lajja, shame, and dharya. Dharya means? Patience. You have taken everything. What are the specialists of ladies? You have taken everything. And again, what you know, want to do, we cannot. Now you want that you should die, but still, you don't want to make us die because you cannot have anyone like us that by suffering so much, they are not dying. And Krishna will see that they are in suffering and he will be so much pleased. So you are certainly a being. Vaishnava Toshini. Everything will cover this, but yet he has done something. Only one slow. Dina Parikshaye, explain. Here, one thing also. Here, Dina Parikshaye, gopis are by this telling, Dina Parikshaye, the end of life, Gopis has come in the end of life. They cannot tolerate now. They are about to die. This Dina Parakhe, day is also going on. And their life is also to be end. Dina Parikhe. So they are telling in so marmic way. Marmic means marma, pida. Pathetic. That they are about to die. You should come at once, give us darshan. Very important thing he has told. Next, other meaning of Dina Parikha. But it is hard to take this meaning. Nilkuntali means black. Nil means here black, perhaps. Kuntal. Beautifulness actually lives in black. Eyes are so big, but if black dot is will not be in middle. This face is so beautiful, but if black, not covered with, if they are white, there will be change. It depends on black everything. Gopis are so beautiful, but if Krishna is not there, everything. So, covered with black, Krishna's face makes so beautiful, like a smara. If this has been cut down of all gopis, what will be? Can imagine? You cannot imagine. Same meaning of Dhanarajaswalam. Especially he is telling that this is the portion of only gop jati, cowherd boys and gopi, mother gopi, father gop, only for gop. This beautiful face of Krishna, anyone other than gop cannot see. Only gop and gopi can see. No Vasudeva Devaki and Dwarkavasi can see these things. No smar will come when Dwarkavasi will see Krishna with golden crown and all these things. Only in Braja, where Gop, Gopi, Gavi lives, and they will only see and taste this beautiful face of Krishna. So all gopis don't want any other thing. They want that Krishna, this face should come in our heart. They don't want to see Dwarka Krishna and Mathura's Krishna or any other Krishna, only in this heart. As they have told also in Venugir. When Krishna, on his turban, he has taken the rope of binding cows here and here. Anyone cannot see this roof of Krishna anywhere else than Vrindavan. He has taken rope, one here and other here. Like say, when he is going to milk cows. And this face is also, when Gopi will see, they will have so much a smart there also. Krishna is telling that I have given nothing, no suffering. Then gopis are telling that certainly you have given. Krishna tells that how I give? You gave a smara pain by showing your this face. We don't want to see your this face. So we were in our homes, in our rooms, and we had shut up our doors. But anyone came and opened the door and went in our heart, took our heart and dragged us here. Here manasi iti, there is a word, muhur manasi nah smara di rajatshati. Manasi, Kamdev is the Adhishtha Devata of mind, you know. So smara comes in mind, mane in heart. So you drag us and then by showing your face, you give in our mind that smara. Why you show your face again and again? That if we want a remedy of this, but again and again showing, our smar goes upward. What? Increasing. They are telling that you are deep. We know that you are deep, but only you are deep. So killing gopis only. And to give smar, only you are deep in this, not in other subjects. And all these things are same. But today I thought that today I don't have time, so I should do bhajan in night. I work in the active, and after 1 hour, so much heavy pain in my life. So I could not do bhajan also. No time. I wanted to write, but I tried to write today. I wanted. Okay, goodness. Someone comes.
They have developed love for Krishna. If you don't love someone, you won't feel separation.
We are eating, we are drinking, we are making pleasure, and we are all right. Because we are not the
not qualified.
We are not so good. Patra mane kya? Patra.
There is a port, our heart.
Port. You are not qualified for that place. They have done lakhs and lakhs but aradhana. We have not done. We have no thirst of prema. Nothing. So you are not feeling anything. If a good quality of cloth or shawl, because we don't know what is. हम देखने की इच्छा थी तो देखा भी नहीं अब क्या हमको बताएं
We think if we hear from you there is at least a chance that we can develop this otherwise there's no hope
you have hope but what to me What will be of myself? I cannot laugh, I cannot weep. What to do? I cannot do anything, neither laugh, neither weep. Amadam Patmajar Chitam. Pranata kamadam padmajarchitam dharani mandanam dheyamavadi charana pankajam santatam sate namanasane suarpayadinam pranata kamadam padmajarchitam Sharani mantanam dheya mahadi Sharani pankajam santamanchane Pranata kamadam Those who has come in your lotus feet and they are saranagat, surrendered, then all the desires there, you fulfill all the desires. Those who are pranat, those who are surrendered to whom, you fulfill all their desires in no moment. And one also it will be pranat kama dam. Those who are pranat, those who have surrendered, you give calm in their heart, not less than calm. And this is more superior, superlative degree, His mercy, kamadam. Here calm means also, calm means praying. Also high quality of love. Kamatmik bhakta. And if they have come there in the guidance of Kamatmi, then Kamanuga Bhakti can Krishna give Kamadam. Padma Jarchitam Dharani Mandanam. Here all are adjective of Charana Pankajam. The lotus feet of Krishna is Vishesha, noun, and all are adjective. That lotus feet has been always worshipped by Brahma. Padmaj Architam. Dharani Mandanam, the lotus feet are the ornaments of Dharani.
Earth.
As they have prayed that your lotus would be, it should be ornament of our heart. So these lotus feet are ornaments of earth, and earth's heart. Dhyam apadi. Apadi means apad. If anyone will remember the lotus feet, at once all evils and all obstacles, vipatti means
difficulty.
Vipatti means difficulty. Hai na. What is the meaning of vipatti? Calamity. Misery. Every kind of misery goes away. How it will go? We'll explain it afterward. That any gopi will, when Krishna appeared before gopis, after this gopi geet, one came to Krishna and he took Krishna both hands in her hands, and other took Krishna arms on his on her shoulders. Another took Tambul Vitika on her hands. Understand?
Yes.
And another took the lotus feet of Krishna on her breast. Another was so angry in mood, another gopi. And from far away, seeing towards Krishna with the corner of eyes and taking her lips as if she wants to kill Krishna with the arrows of her eyes. Not kill, but a shoot. So that Krishna may have pain. And another was seeing towards Krishna as if she will take Krishna in her heart. And another took Krishna by eyes at once in the heart and saw that there is none here. So solitary place. And she embraced Krishna so loudly, fastly, and became full of ananda. And pulak came. No? The dheya mapadi here, by smaran, by remembering, she took Krishna in her heart. No? And his vipatti, his misery, at once went away. What was the misery? If anyone is feeling worldly calamities and miseries, by remembering Krishna face, it will all go away. And this separation mode will only go by meeting Krishna. So by remembering Krishna, they are feeling that Krishna has come in their heart and they are meeting. So this separation mode is also going. Santamanchate. Santaman means always anandadayak. Anandadayak means always pleasant. O Raman, please keep your lotus feet on our heart. Adhihan, so that or all adhibyadhi,
mental distress.
Adhibyadhi means itapamriji. Adhibyadhi means all kinds of rogues, disease, and calm disease should also go away. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Gopis are telling that you always give me us misery. Always. Whether in meeting or whether in separation. We always give misery, calamity. Then Krishna is telling that why you need me? You should leave me and don't come to me, don't call me, be very far away from me, leave me at all. When they heard this, they felt that Krishna has become angry. And that is why he is telling so. Now they began to please Krishna. So this is a slok they are telling to please Krishna, because Krishna has become man. Krishna also become at some man. So they are telling. They are telling that santanam chate, you are always pleasant. We have told these words have come out anyhow, but we were not intended to tell like so, but it came out of slip of tongue. You are always so much pleasant. And we need you only, no one else. So they are telling that Krishna may come and give darshan and the separation mood should go away. Pranata Dehina. Two slokas they have told, 13th and 14th. If anyone pranata, when a surrender soul, you give him all desires fulfilled. You fulfill all kinds of desires. Even anyone, if anyone is aparadhi, aparadhi ka kya?
Offended.
Offensive or offended?
Offended. Person to offend.
If anyone is offended, I am offended. You have done offense and I am offended.
Money?
Offender. You are offender.
The person who does it is
I am offended.
You are offended.
No. If anyone is offender,
is an offender.
That thing. If anyone is offender and he becomes surrender, you don't mane apeksha nahi karte, upeksha karo na,
you forgive them, you forgive them their offense,
neglect.
You don't neglect, you forgive them. Not forgive only, but give something in affirmative. Affirmative and negative.
Something positive.
Positive. You give something positive also. For instance, Kalyanag. Kalyanag was biting Krishna in heart, here, all. जो कि अत्यंत मार्मिक स्थान है, यहाँ पर काटने से आदमी मर जाएगा, वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट प्लेसेस, टेंडर प्लेसेस वेर ही विल कट एंड एट वंस दे विल डाई. इफ ही कट्स इन फीट आर हियर, नो सर्टेनिटी दैट person will die. But if he cuts here or here, so But only for their wives he was rescued. At first they were not praying Krishna. They were silent because they were too stupid. He was not hearing anything of their wives. He was also opposite to their wives, his wives, because always they used to tell that don't be opposite to Krishna. But from beginning he was opposite, Bhakta and Bhagavan both. Garudaj was also Bhakta. He was always opposition. But he did not listen to them. And he was quite in fighting mood. So he was not hearing. He was not listening. But when Krishna jumped up on his head, and one by one his head were crushed, and he began to vomiting blood. And then he realized in his heart that it is more powerful than Garuda. At that time I escaped. I fled away. But now I cannot flee. I cannot escape. Now I am about to die. And he is so heavy, I could not imagine at all. He told that, now I realize that our wives were telling us that he is not an ordinary person, he is God himself. Now I am realizing something, that it may be that he is God. That is why he is so
powerful.
So he thought that whoever be, whether he God or anything, but he is so powerful. So he became surrendered, that I am surrendering. And this, when this mood came, his wife at once knew this fact. Some change had come. And now he is submissive, they thought. And then they became so pleased. At first they were thinking in their hearts that we don't want to have a husband like this, brutal and opposite of Krishna. He should die. But now they are seeing that some change has come, because Krishna has placed his foot on here. So change must be. And that change has come suddenly. So now they are praying Krishna that you should have mercy. You should bestow your mercy on that fellow. Now we don't want to be widow, because he has become bhakta, changed and become as bhakta. And now he is praying you for your mercy. When Krishna cannot hear the prayer of this fellow, whether he is Saranagat or not, but then their wives, his wives, began to pray. Then Krishna listened and thought that he has come surrender. So I should bestow my mercy to thee. He was actually aparadhi. Aparadhi means offender. He was offender. But yet he became surrender soul. So Krishna did kripa on him, told that you should go at once to Ramanik Dweep. You should not stay here because all Brahmarshi are fearing from you. So you should go. If you are bhakti now, you will not bite them or you will not give any difficulty. But yet, you should go from here. And he obeyed Krishna. And Krishna told that my first symbol will be always there, so that Garuda will not tell you anything. He will be in friendly terms with you. So he kept. And then he went remembering the four prints of Krishna. So if any aparadhi, offender, comes to Krishna and begs the mercy, then Krishna usko kshama kar dete hain. Forgives and give his mercy. Padmajarchitam. Padmajarchitam means he was also an offender. Brahma, he has done so many offensive things. He has given boon to Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravana and all others. And said they become powerful and they fought with Krishna and Ram and others. And in these pastimes, Brahma came and saw Krishna when he was inside the stomach of Aghasur. And he at once saw that a very lightning is moving in the sky. And when Krishna came out of his stomach by mastics, head, it was phat gaya. Phat gaya mane?
Opened.
Burst. Then Krishna came out and all his companions and cops came out, and the lightning which was moving in the sky at once came and entered in the lotus feet of Krishna. Brahma saw. And at once he knew that he is none than Krishna. He is Supreme Lord. Godhead. Then he wanted to see some other pastimes of Krishna. But He wanted it by his power, that I will cover the power of Krishna by my maya and I will see. So he covered cows, calves and cowherd boys and took them to any cave. And was watching that what Krishna is doing. He went for a moment, but it was for this earth 1 year. And when he came, he saw that he is playing with cows and boys. Then, who are they? The cops and cowherds. I had given them in caves. So by two heads, four eyes, he began to see forward in cave. And by two, four eyes, he began to search towards Krishna. And everywhere, there and there, he both at a time, he saw that both were. He could not decide that who are real. Who are real?
Real one.
He tried to discover it, but he was fell. He saw that both were at a time seen. He then thought that it is not or my Maya, but is Maya of Krishna, that is I am seeing both. So he set up his eyes and flat on the earth, become flat,
fell down,
and weeping. When he opened his eyes, he saw that only Krishna is there, no corpse, nothing, and not one, all corpse, all bansis, all boys, everything became Krishna, Chaturbhuj Krishna. Why he saw the Chaturbhuj Krishna? Because his Aradhya Dev was Chaturbhuj Krishna, not this, Garbhodasai Vishnu. So he saw. Then, he is my Aradhya Dev. And when he again shut up his eyes and opened his eyes, he saw that only Krishna in the same position, same sarir, roop, same roop. And saw that Krishna is with in his hand dadhi anna, and his mouth is dry, and he is so anxious to in searching all these things, as if he don't know anything. So he was offender in the feet of Krishna, because he has given difficulties to Krishna and cows and calves and his pastime. Not only he had done so many offenses, but after that he began to fall on the feet of Krishna and to do so many prayers in Srimad Bhagavat 10:14. Tadastu me bhuri bhago bhave atrava natra tuva tirastam jena ham eko api bhavad jananam bhutve niseve taupad tada bhuri bhagyamiha jan kotopu ityadi. All these slokas. He was doing prarthana and watching to Krishna, that you are supreme of supreme. Anyone cannot count, if anyone can count the dust of whole earth, he may count the atoms of what? Kuhasa. Kuhasa ka kya hota hai?
Fog.
Understand? Yes. Atoms of fog, anyone can count. Who can count? Who? Baldev can count. No? Nityananda Prabhu can count. But they cannot count the mahima of Krishna. No? They cannot. Because Baldev also failed to count the significance of Krishna when Krishna became so many calves and so many cowherds. Baldev could not live for a year. And by the mercy of Krishna, he knew. Baldev cannot enter in that shape in Rasasthali, and he is not aware of all these things. How he is playing with gopis, dancing with gopis. But he has a very, very tibra lalasa hai.
Desire.
And that is why he becomes an Anandamanjari, to test all these things. No? In Baldev said he cannot know all these things. So he is telling that first Nag Mane Kali, and second Brahma, they were offender in the lotus feet of Krishna. But yet when they came in the lotus feet of Krishna and they surrendered themselves, then Krishna has bestowed his mercy to them. Padmajarchidam Dharani Mandalam. Dharani Mandanam. Mandanam means Shobha. Our tilak is mandan. Ornament and mandan, there are two classes. This is ornament. It is other thing than your body. No? But mandan, not ornament, but avaran. Mandan. By Chitrakala, Makari. Makari, you know? Makari means matsa ekhane. Crocodile na, hinsak jinis na. Crocodile. Fish. Makar means fish, not crocodile. Because they are so much
dangerous.
In Krishna Lila, dangerous thing cannot come. Why these mats means
fish?
Why fish? Fish are so calming. very, very, very. So, if it is real prem, then their prem also be transferred into prem. If Billa Mangal was lusty person. No? So much lusty. But when he came in the touch of any bhakta and Krishna, his prem became, calm became. So muts are like these. But when they can come in the touch of Krishna or any bhakta, their lust will be transferred at once in prem. So, Makari means also fish, all soft fish. So, Krishna makes this sign, or gopis makes sign on the kapol, on the cheeks. Cheek is not good word, but kapol is so best. Kapol. कहाँ गया? धरणी स्वरूप, धरणी मंडन. Your feet are mandan for earth. Your earth, not this earth. And if you can take, gopi always take this earth as Dharani Devi, Dharitri Devi, Bhu Devi. So Bhudevi keeps Krishna feet as an ornament of her breast. So why you will not make your feet as ornament for us? So their inner meaning is this. They want to make Krishna feet an ornament for their
breast.
But they are also telling Dharani Mandanam. Dharani Mandanam is, there are two meanings. Also there, breasts is also bhushan of Krishna feet. Understand?
Ornament for
Krishna. They want to make their bodies and all the part of their bodies ornament of Krishna feet, hand and body, everything. They also want to make themselves as the ornament of Krishna, to please Krishna. If gopis are with not Krishna, then Krishna cannot look so beautiful. Krishna looks so beautiful when he is with her, gopis only. Otherwise, he is not so best beautiful. So both meaning. Ornament of their breasts, also ornament of their Krishna feet. Both. You think, pap, all goes away by remembering the Krishna feet. Have you realized this? Have you realized?
All misery goes away by meditating on Krishna's feet.
Huh? You have no?
Little.
Little.
Huh?
We have. Because by remembering only we have come to this place and we have opportunity to meet a Vaishnava like you all. If I was in world, I would have eaten the last two feeds. जैसे गधे के चरण लगते हैं ना, अभी तक हम लोग गधे के चरण दोनों पिछले चरणों को खाते. Understanding? As if you were in world with wives and children, then you'll have to eat what thing? Dullati of ashes. No? Only we will eat that thing. Nothing else. And up to this age, perhaps we will have been died. So many anxieties, so many things would have come. But only by the grace of Lord's remembering, we are so happy and we are laughing together and chanting. No anxiety for how to take meals and fooding, lodging and these palatial buildings. And so much prasansa, pratistha, garlands from whole world comes. No? So, hum log isko anubhav karte hain. We realize. But by only remembering, we will not be satisfied. No? You'll have to keep your feet, lotus feet, on our head, or on our body, and you should meet us, then we will be satisfied.
Achcha. He is telling that if anyone is dropped in vipatti, miseries, and if anyone remembers your lotus feet, all vipatti goes away. What is the proof of this? Yujam anjas tarishyatha. Gargacharya is told he is Jyotishi. He knows
horoscope.
He knows past, future and all vartaman. Trikalagya. He has told that if anyone takes the shelter of Krishna and remembers Krishna feet, all everything bad goes away at once. Now we are in misery. We are so much in misery. We are in calamity. What calamity?
Separation from Krishna.
It is more than any calamity. So you should dur karna chahiye. You should remove this. How he can remove? Only by showing his face and showing his feet, lotus feet. Or giving his lotus feet on the body of our head or anything. Without this, they will not be satisfied and their misery will not go. Santacham. Santacham. Santamancha. Sarva kalyan rup, sarva sukham. Santana mani sukh. Here, sarva kalyan. By doing ordinary sadhan bhakti, every kinds of dukkha, aprarabdha, prarabdha, kuta, avidya, everything goes away. But why our all miseries are not going? Why? Why are not miseries are going? Why? Because that not surrender soul, so. And miseries are going, but Krishna sees that without any practice, they will not have my prem. And their karma has gone up, so they will have no birth and death. And by, without by birth, how can they will practice prem? So Krishna creates some prarabdha karma, and so that they may take birth and then they will practice. If anyone has taken Harinam, he heard Hari Katha, pastimes of Krishna, everything goes away, all karma. If all karmas has been gone, there is no prarabdha karma, then how they will practice bhakti? So Krishna creates something by his mercy so that they may have this body and come to this world and they will have associations of bhakta. So by the mercy of Krishna, Krishna creates prarabdha karma. And in that prarabdha karma, there are sukha and dukha also both.